It's Tuesday, the 7th of May, and I am Leonard Vidbian with your 8 a.m. news bulletin. The Institute for Public Policy Research is hosting the 3rd Regional Anti-Corruption Conference in Lüderitz today as part of its Integrity Namibia project. Through mobilization efforts and research-based interventions, the project aims to address key policy, legal, and practical issues. It plans to hold 4 regional conferences and 1 national conference by next year. Here's the director, Graham Hopwood.
We know oil in particular is vulnerable to corruption. We're also learning that even now the renewables, green hydrogen and so on, are at risk for corruption as well. So we wanted to address these risks and challenges early on in the process in Namibia by getting the public to come to this conference, including policymakers, to start thinking seriously about some of the risks involved and what actions we can take now.
As global economic dynamics undergo transformation, recent events have heightened vigilance in South Africa and its neighboring countries. Business and economics researcher Joseph Sharma speaks more on what Namibia can do if Shell leaves South Africa after a 122-year tenure.
Namibia have to apply a very good, conducive environment to the investors, also to apply good corporate governance to avoid these kind of things. This is now where we are in the middle or at the peak of the green hydrogen and as well as oil and gas, and we are seeing that a lot of companies outside, including Shell, they express interest in oil and gas.
The Competition Commission has fined insurance firms $13.1 million due to collusion. The initial inquiry exposed coordinated efforts to establish fixed prices for panel beating services, while the subsequent investigation revealed restrictive agreements with windscreen retailers. Corporate communications practitioner at the NACC, Dina Kova, says
the pecuniary penalties that we are talking about were emanated from investigations with regard to collusive practices between various insurance companies in the panel bidding services. In the investigation, or the commission found that various insurance companies have colluded by setting panel bidder fees. And secondly, it also culminated from restrictive agreements between various insurance companies and windscreen retailers. In this investigation, the commission found that the parties had entered into anti-competitive agreements amongst themselves.
To South Africa, Eskom is heading to the High Court in Johannesburg, escalating a dispute over a debt exceeding 1 billion rand owed by City Power. Unpaid invoices stretching back to October last year have compelled Eskom to pursue legal action for a declaratory order. City Power, on the other hand, challenges possible overbilling claims dating back to 3 years ago. With the court date set for June 4th, Eskom's spokesperson Amanda Kliti warns that this mounting debt jeopardizes the utility's ability to uphold infrastructure and meet energy demands. U.S. lawmakers say they're deeply concerned after an American soldier was detained in Russia. An army spokesperson confirmed that the man, who's unnamed, was apprehended last week in the far east of the country on charges of criminal misconduct, as Benji Heyer reports.
Officials here say the soldier's accused of stealing from a woman whilst traveling to Russia on his own accord, having been stationed in South Korea. He becomes one of a number of United States citizens detained in Russia. Among the most prominent, Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich, who was jailed last March, and former Marine Paul Whelan, who was arrested back in 2018. The American government insists both are wrongfully detained. Basketball star Brittany Griner spent 10 months in Russian penal colonies for drug-related charges, but she was released in a rare prisoner exchange for a Russian arms dealer in 2022. Benji Haya, Washington.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.